Fairbanks developer Mike Kraft proposes to build a 42-megawatt facility next to his Delta wind farm that he says would produce enough power to meet local demand, including the city of Delta and nearby energy-hungry facilities like Fort Greely and its missile defense base, as well as Pipeline Pump Station 9 and the Pogo Gold Mine 38 miles northeast of town.
The likelihood is most of the power that we produce in Delta Junction wouldn't see the light of day in Fairbanks.
Kraft and his partners have owned and operated the 1.5-megawatt Delta wind farm for 12 years. And during that time, Kraft has made several unsuccessful attempts to expand the wind farm and sell more electricity to Golden Valley. Like any businessman, he wants to grow his investment, but he's also a believer in renewable energy. He says he wants to use the wind power to displace electricity generated by fossil fuels like coal and diesel, whose emissions contribute to Fairbanks' air quality problems. And he wants to do that without increasing members' monthly bills.
I think we can improve the system. Yeah. I think we can improve the environment. And I think we can do it for less money than it's costing you now.
For this venture, Kraft has again teamed up with a Colorado-based partner and co-owner of a company called Eco Green Generation. Last month, they submitted their proposal to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and earlier this month, they applied for a site-specific interconnection tariff with Golden Valley. That requires the utility to review the project and report on, among other things, how it would connect up to Golden Valley's system.
My company has demonstrated its ability to install wind turbines in Arctic environments in remote communities and to operate that equipment for extended periods of time.
Golden Valley's acting member services director, Abby Dillard, says the utility's executives are reviewing the Eco Green tariff application as required by state and federal law. And she says their analysis will ensure Eco Green's project would enable Golden Valley to continue to provide reliable service at the lowest cost to ratepayers.
We're always open to different proposals, but in the end, of course, we're always going to be looking at what's going to work for the system, what the cost is.
Golden Valley's acting director of engineering services, Nathan Minima, says the engineer's analysis will include a detailed study of how and whether the utility's system could accommodate the additional intermittent wind power, which ebbs and flows with the wind, and when it does, must be quickly backed up with power from other sources. The study also would specify what additional infrastructure the proposal would require, such as transmission lines and substation equipment.
What impacts to the system there will be, not only from, operationally to absorb that into the system, but also what kind of infrastructure we would either need to build or provide estimates for.
Golden Valley must complete work on the tariff and submit it in early March to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, which must approve the tariff. The response would, among other things, set the price that Golden Valley would pay for the wind power. Kraft says if Eco Green and Golden Valley can come to an agreement over the tariff, the new wind farm could start generating power as early as the fall of 2022. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.